The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer holding it down for tonight, Ryan Botcher, is holding it down in New York City. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Just hope you're amazing wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, wherever you are listening right now. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours, a four-hour show. Every single weekday, I am here, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? It's easy. You can tune in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, smart speakers. You got one, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. How about this? You know, people don't talk about the World Wide Web anymore. You can also go, quite simply, to CBSSportsRadio.com and boom, the JR Sport Brief Show is right there for you to listen to, in addition to all the other programming and shows that we have here on this station. If you want to be a part of the show, if you're sitting around on a Friday night having a drink, having a smoke, sitting in traffic, maybe you don't want to go home to your family tonight. Maybe you're driving and going to your other family. I don't know. None of my business. You can call me up. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm on the internet, you know, taking pictures, posting videos, talking about the wild things going on in the world of sports, sometimes the world at large. I exist away from the airwaves at JR Sport Brief. It makes all the sense in the world, right? JR Sport Brief Show. I'm JR Sport Brief on the internet. Just go ahead and give yourself a Google search, if you may. We've had a busy show as we getting you all set and ready for both the AFC and NFC championship games. I want to give a big old thank you to Sam McDowell from the Kansas City Star for joining us. I also want to thank Tim Twentyman, a Detroit Lions senior writer, for coming through and joining us. Right before we went to break, I gave you my prediction on the NFC championship game between the Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers. I believe that the 49ers, with their experience and then with their defense, and then also playing at home, I'm going to go ahead and give them the edge. We all know that the Detroit Lions are the underdogs. We all know it would be an amazing story if the Detroit Lions came out on top and went to their first Super Bowl. It'd be pretty damn awesome. I just think the Cinderella story is going to come to an end. The Detroit Lions' best bet, chance, and opportunity to advance to a Super Bowl is to turn this into a complete shootout. We learn that Deebo Samuel will be in action, that he will be playing in this game. A matter of fact, Kyle Shanahan, he talked about this a few hours ago in his press conference, and I want you to hear what he had to say about Deebo Samuel. Is he ready to go? Are we going to see him? What's the word with the shoulder injury? This is Kyle Shanahan.
It's huge. I mean, a little scary at the beginning of the week, but the fact he was able to go full go today and no restrictions on him is definitely a good thing for us.
Yeah, no restrictions are very nice. And so as we continue on here with the show, we're going to talk about the AFC championship game. I'll take your calls regardless of whether you want to talk about the AFC or the NFC. I need to give you an update on the Michigan head coaching job. That opportunity, that vacancy has been filled. Sharon Moore has been named the new head coach, taking over for Jim Harbaugh now that Harbaugh has exited and is joining the Los Angeles Chargers. Sherrone Moore is the new head coach. No shock, no surprise there. This has been a very busy week when it comes down to coaching changes and jobs getting filled. Everybody is getting a job, it feels like, except for that Bill Belichick guy. And then we have another crazy game tonight in the NBA. I'm looking at it in the studio right now, this minute, this second. The Phoenix Suns are beating the Indiana Pacers 69-59. At this very moment, Devin Booker has 31 points. He had 29 points in the first quarter. You know, there were some thoughts that if he was going to go out there and continue at that pace, which would almost be impossible, you know, I would think he wasn't going to have 120 points. You know, maybe he was going to push 70 or 60 or, you know, maybe 81. Unfortunately, this is 4 days to the 4 years, excuse me, to the day that Kobe Bryant and his daughter, you know, perished in that helicopter crash. And we all know that Devin Booker had a very good relationship with Kobe and pretty much, you know, idolized the man. And so let's see what Devin Booker continues on with. Only 2 points here in the second quarter after scoring 29 points to start this game. The phone number, if you want to talk to me, is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we move on and do anything else, we've gotten my perspective on the NFC Championship game. We got the perspective of Tim Twentyman from the Detroit Lions website. But now I want to ask our producer, Ryan Botcher, who's doing an amazing job for us tonight. Hey, Ryan, what are your thoughts on the NFC Championship game? Who do you see walking away and going to the Super Bowl?
As much as I love the Detroit Lions, when you look at the 49ers and their entire season, they had the rough 3-game stretch, and they lost to the Ravens, and of course, the last week of the season. The one key factor in those losses was Trent Williams. He was out mainly the 3-game losing streak. Week 18 doesn't count for me because it was Sam Darnold at quarterback. So the only real team the Niners lost to with Trent Williams in the game with Debo, with McCaffrey, with Purdy, is the Baltimore Ravens. So I don't see any other team even giving them a shot of getting to the Super Bowl.
Well, let me ask you this. What are the odds of Trent Williams getting into one of these classics, like scrums of fights? He is known to throw some hands throughout the course of a game.
He'll only throw hands with people who are smaller than him. He knows.
And that much of a bully, I get it. You're the offensive lineman. You're the big bad dude out there. But you're right. He's always trying to beat somebody up, push a wide receiver down to the ground. It's Trent Williams' M.O. Maybe Penei Sewell will handle him. I don't know, but I guess he wouldn't, as you mentioned, he wouldn't even dare try to fight Penei Sewell. So we'll see. We know the Lions are the underdogs. You are also going with the San Francisco 49ers. And let's go ahead and now take a look at what the heck is going on with the AFC. This one, not so clear. This one, not so cut and dry, as Patrick Mahomes is going to go out there and try to win another AFC title game. This is his sixth consecutive appearance at an AFC title game. Andy Reid, when you look at the totality of his career as a head coach, whether it be with the Philadelphia Eagles and now the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid has gone to the championship game, the conference game, conference championship, I should say, 44% of the time. Like, that number is ridiculous. It's nutty. And so the Chiefs, everybody looks at them and goes, they're on a run. Like, all they got to do is stack up a couple more championships here, and they are a dynasty. Like, they are firmly entrenched there. And we know this season has gone through their ups and downs, from the offense not performing the same way. It's certainly not as dynamic. You can look at the defense, which is certainly very much improved. And so I would say this might be the most balanced Kansas City Chiefs team that we've seen. I can also say the same exact thing for a Baltimore Ravens team, which defense has improved, picking up someone like Roquan Smith last year. Kyle Hamilton as a safety is growing into his own as well. This is a team that is growing, especially when you take a look at the quarterback. It's Lamar Jackson. We know that he's on his way to another MVP. Patrick Mahomes has even admitted it. And so Patrick Mahomes was asked about comments he made a few days ago. And Patrick Mahomes pretty much said, yeah, it's going to be tough. We know Lamar Jackson is going to go out there. We know he is the MVP. And then Patrick Mahomes was asked, well, are you jealous? Are you using this as motivation, Patrick? And this is what Mahomes had to say in response about Lamar and the Ravens.
This year, my stats and my numbers, I don't know if I was in that conversation, but he led his team. I think MVP is a lot of things. It's stats, it's leading your team, winning football games, and he did that all this year. I think for us, it's just the challenge of going up against the best is what motivates you. I mean, they got the best defense. They got the MVP on offense. They have a great special teams unit, and they were the best football team throughout the entire season. So it motivates you to, in order to win the Super Bowl, you got to beat the best teams, and this is the best team that we've played so far this year, and it'll be a great challenge for us.
Oh, look at it, man. Look at all the flowers and the roses, and look at the daisies that everybody's just throwing around at each other. Patrick Mahomes wants to eat them alive. Let's be real. He's saying what he has to say publicly. He ain't going to come out and say, oh, yeah, fine. He might win MVP for the season. I'm trying to win another Super Bowl ring. Like, that's the ultimate prize. I mean, if we want to take an NBA comparison to last season, so many conversations about Jokic. Oh, my God, is he winning another MVP? And, oh, my God, it's going to Embiid. Listen, Joel Embiid won an MVP, and Jokic won a championship, all right? And now Embiid might win another MVP, and he has to prove that he can win a championship. It's about the rings at the end of the day. And so they can throw around the niceties and the compliments and what have you. They want to beat the living hell out of each other. Here, let's take a listen to another compliment as Lamar Jackson showered Patrick Mahomes with praise, basically saying, I don't want to play this guy.
I don't like competing against him at all. but, yeah, I mean, he's a great quarterback. Definitely a Hall of Famer. It's not even it's a no-brainer. He's definitely a Hall of Famer. But it's just, I believe it's just two greats, up-and-coming greats, just going toe-to-toe, you know, like a heavyweight fight, heavyweight matchup. That's just what I see.
And this is fun. This is a lot of fun. This is what I've been waiting for years. You know, for the better part of 20 years, we had a lot of the same names going at it. You know, is Peyton Manning trying to get past Tom Brady? And what's going on with Drew Brees? And yep, up pops some guy named Eli Manning. And there's Philip Rivers trying and falling apart. And there's Ben Roethlisberger. We had a lot of the same names for the last 20 years. We are in a new era of quarterback, and it is absolutely beautiful and wonderful to look at a Patrick Mahomes, to look at a Lamar Jackson. I mean, we have someone right now like Josh Allen who's trying to get over the hump, to see the development of, dare I say, another AFC West team led by Jim Harbaugh and Herbert. You know, it's Herbert going to go ahead and enter into that mix. So we're in a new era of quarterback, and I am all here for the new blood. And so when Lamar Jackson talks about a heavyweight fight between he and Mahomes, yeah, two different styles, two quarterbacks who can move, though. We all know nobody moves in running the ball like Lamar Jackson. And even Lamar, he got a little bit of help coming his way. Mark Andrews, who 2 months ago had surgery on his ankle, initially was called out for the season. There was a glimmer of hope that he might be able to return if the Ravens got to an AFC championship game. Well, this is the Friday before the game, and we got one hell of an announcement, and that is that Mark Andrews is going to play. So what capacity, how many snaps, that's debatable. But both he and his head coach, John Harbaugh, talked about it. This is what John had to say about adding the escape hatch, Mark Andrews.
To add a player like Mark is a great add for us. I mean, it's a great advantage. We're excited about it. Mark's been looking good the last couple weeks. He's merged into the game plan as we built it this week, and that's what we'll be running with on Sunday.
Mark Andrews. He stood at his locker today, answered questions after he was activated and now is officially eligible to play. This is what Mark Andrews had to say at his locker, speaking to reporters about his return.
And here we are now, you know, going to the AFC Championship game, feeling healthy, feeling good, and I'm excited to help this team in this upcoming game.
Did Mark, you ever doubt that you could get back here at this point?
No, I think that, you know, mentally you got to stay on top of it. You got to be able to, you know, get healthy in your head, get healthy with your body. It's all in one. So for me, pushing myself every day, you know, believing that I was going to be able to come back, and it's easy to do when you have great teammates that every day you come in is just say that we're going to keep winning for you and we're going to keep winning. And by the time you're back, it's going to be go time.
This is a tough, tough game to call. It really is. This game, and we discussed this earlier on in the show with Sam McDowell from the Kansas City Star. This is tough. This game really might come down to a missed field goal, a turnover, a blocked punt, a pick six. This game might come down to the final minute and the final second. I think that we might get a game in the 20s. You know, I don't know if we're going to go into the 30s because these defenses are both so amazing. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, as I mentioned, have historically tried to run up the score and run teams out of the building. Well, now they have more balance. You know, Chris Jones finally did show up to work earlier on in the season as he held out to get more money. You have the development of a cornerback like Trent McDuffie holding it down in the slot. And the Chiefs, they're good defense. One of the best defenses in the NFL this past season, only giving up about 17 points a game. But here's a little bit of a sticker. They aren't one of the best teams when it comes to stopping the run. If we know one thing about the Baltimore Ravens, they specialize in running the ball. You can go ahead and thank Lamar Jackson and the running backs that he works with, whether it's Justice Hill, Gus Edwards, whoever the hell happens to be healthy that day. The Ravens are a problem on both offense and defense. The Ravens will be playing at home. Now, here's a kicker. We also know this is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be Patrick Mahomes' first road game in an AFC Championship game. Okay? Six consecutive AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes, a little bit of a joke the other day, saying, oh, we played on the road before. Neutral site? Yeah, the Super Bowl. I don't know if that counts, Patrick. Lamar Jackson in his career has a 1-3 record versus Patrick Mahomes, and this is a tough game. I changed my mind, and I have changed my mind about who's going to win this game. I feel like every hour that I've thought about it since we knew who was going to advance, and I still might change my mind. It just sits in the back of my brain that if Patrick Mahomes has the ball late, it's hard to bet against him. I've said this plenty of times all throughout the week. I would love to see Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl. I would absolutely love it. I want to see Patrick Mahomes pick up a third Super Bowl because he's actually a superstar QB who hasn't become a complete pain in the ass yet. I'd love to see the Detroit Lions finally get over the hump and make it to their first Super Bowl. I'd love to see Brock Purdy shut people up. I'd love to see him win a Super Bowl to go from Mr. Irrelevant to Mr. Lombardi Trophy holder. Yeah, it's a lot of words, but you get my drift. Maybe he could be Super Bowl MVP. There are so many intriguing stories when you think about these final four teams, but only one team is going to win it all. And so I might change my mind again. This is a coin flip game. This is a difficult one. But if I had to make a bet, if I had to bet everything that I own and everything that I have, I would still bet and change my mind. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs just because of Patrick Mahomes. That's it. This game can go one way or the other. I think it's impossible to just make a surefire bet or draw a sure conclusion. If you're going to come to me and say, you know, this is exactly why, you know, I think you're fooling yourself. And if you think this is exactly why and it happens that exact way, and then you say, I told you so, I think you're full of it and you got lucky. This could be one of the best games that we watch. And we know that's why they go out there and play the games. This game could be complete trash for all we know, but I don't think it will be. I'll select the Chiefs, but damn it, this is a pick'em game. I'm probably going to change my mind. I'll tell you this much. I'm just going to sit down and enjoy it just like everybody else. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who do you believe in the AFC Championship game? Are you going with the Ravens? Are you going with the Chiefs? Do you have thoughts as well on the NFC Championship game? I'm going to go ahead and take your calls on the other side of the break. I also want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. I'm going to take your calls and predictions on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. AFC Championship game on the way. Changed my mind a lot, but I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs just because of that Patrick Mahomes guy. And then we got the NFC Championship game. I've told you, I think this one is a little bit easier of a call. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers over the Detroit Lions. Some intriguing stories, some easy players to root for in this regard. But now I'm going to pose the question to you. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines and talk to Marty from Westchester. Hey, Marty, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening, JR. Great show as usual. Looking forward to Sunday. I do like the 49ers to beat the Lions on Sunday. I think the big difference here is the defense. I think the 49er defense is very strong. You look at the four teams remaining in the playoffs. I think the Lions defense, you'd have to rate them the number four out of the four teams. And I think the 49ers will be able to control the ball with their offensive line and McCaffrey. I think he's going to be a big factor in this game. He'll take some pressure off of Brock Purdy. And I think, the 49ers have been close the last few years, and they've been knocking on the door. I think this is the year they get to the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people will point to last week and how or what trouble they had in knocking off of the Green Bay Packers. I think that's more of an anomaly. I'll certainly look at how they finished the game and how Brock Purdy helped them win the game at the end. I look at that as more of a positive. I don't think there's anything wrong with a little adversity. And let's be honest, let's be real. The Green Bay Packers, that was a team, they were hot as all get out. And so the fact that they were able to go out there and have success and win, I certainly have to go ahead and give them credit there. Hey, Marty, thank you so much for calling from Westchester. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on WFAN up in New York City. I'm going to start at 2 p.m., so I look forward to chatting with you or you tuning in. Okay, Marty?
Okay, definitely will, Jay. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Have a
thank
great weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Marty, for calling from Westchester. Let's keep things rolling. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to Chris. You're on the JR Sport Beat Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning.
Wait, hold on. Did you say good morning?
I did. I'm out here delivering mail out in the middle of the night, and it feels like morning out here.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Chris. Go ahead.
Thank you. My thing is this. Everybody keeps talking about Brock Purdy. I've been a 49ers fan since 1984, so I got through the good years. But everybody keeps talking about Brock Purdy and not doing it. When is the last time a mystery relevant led a team to the NFC Championship game as a quarterback? And for my last part is
no. What's your point? I'm trying to understand that.
Well, everybody keeps talking about how you know, they keep putting him down. They keep talking bad about him. But yet he's a mystery relevant, and he's where he is, and he's not getting no respect for it at all. Everybody keeps talking bad about him.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot. What else you got?
So as far as the NFC Championship game, I do believe the Niners will win. I do believe the Kansas City Chiefs will win. I wish the Baltimore Ravens would win because I would love revenge. But I just don't think Lamar, everybody keeps talking about, I just don't think he's got what it takes to get over the hump this year. I just can't see it.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out on Sunday. That's why they play the games, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Tennessee. Do you know what time of the day it is yet?
I do. I just wish I was in bed asleep.
So that would be at night. You know it's nighttime and not morning, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for calling up from Tennessee. Yeah, that's wild. At one point in time, I did host a morning show here in Atlanta. And I think that's the last time someone told me good morning on the radio. That's in 2019. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Tampa. Hey, Mark, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark? You know what time of day it is, right?
Well, good evening. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you for acknowledging
that. Hey, I just wanted to talk about Christian McCaffrey. It'll get to the point where he might even return a punt. I've seen that guy since he was a freshman in high school. He is that good.
Yeah, I don't think anybody'd be surprised. Look, Kyle Shanahan is a master of throwing crap up against the wall and seeing if it's going to stick. We know in the case of Deebo Samuel, yes, he is going to be available from that shoulder injury. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan is not going to show his cards. They're not going to tell us whether or not he's going to be bothered, whether or not he's going to re-aggravate it. He was asked today specifically whether or not Deebo was going to go out there and be a kick returner and return punts. And, you know, he's just like, yeah, I don't know.
He'll do it, JR. He'll just do it.
Well, that's my point. He's not going to share with the public what he's going to do. And so I don't think when it comes down to Shanahan and any of his philosophies, he's known to pull a trick or two out of his bag, most definitely.
Yes, that's true. But, yes, but seeing McCaffrey since high school, he gets touches every game. He's insane.
Yeah, well, he's likely going to be the AP NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Tampa. Yeah, we know who the stars are. The 49ers got him up and down the roster. I mean, one guy called and said, well, yeah, Purdy doesn't get respect, and part of the reason is because he's surrounded by so much talent. And if you missed me last hour, then go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I said, look, you can have all of the tools. You can have all of the resources. I can put you into a garage and give you the pieces and the parts to build a car. I can give you a tutorial. I can give you a manual. That doesn't mean that you know how to work with everything that I gave you. And in the case of Brock Purdy, there's no guarantee that every quarterback in the NFL would just plug in with the 49ers and have success. If only life were that damn easy. If only life was so damn easy that you got all the twos and you do them. You have to know what you're doing. You can give me a pickaxe or a saw and throw me out into the woods and say, hey, bring me down a tree. I'm sure there's a correct, way to saw. I mean, we've seen the stupid cartoon. Some idiot is trying to take down a tree, and he ends up taking out himself. So you have to know how to work with the tools, and Brock Purdy ain't no scrub. And we will see if Brock Purdy has what it takes in an NFC Championship game where hopefully he doesn't tear a ligament in his elbow. We're going to find out soon enough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, we did learn that Sherrone Moore is the new head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. And I don't know what's there in the water in Michigan, because the coaches got a lot of personality. Sharon Moore showing his personality a couple of months ago in November and beating Penn State. And then we also know Dan Campbell. He's going to be trying to go to the Super Bowl this upcoming Sunday. I don't know if there's an NFL head coach who has as much personality, enthusiasm, or he might say grit, as Dan Campbell. We're going to hear from both of them on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open if you still want to give me a call. 855-212-4CBS. You know, I see not too many people feel confident to make predictions on the AFC side for the championship game. We'll ask producer Ryan. I'll get to your calls. We'll hear from these coaches in Michigan.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much going on in the world of sports, even tonight. So much going on as I sit here in the studio in Atlanta and look at some of the games in the NBA right now. The Phoenix Suns are beating the Pacers 101-96. Earlier on in the first quarter, Devin Booker had himself 29 points in the first quarter. Right now, as they happen to be in the third, Devin Booker has 48. And so he has certainly slowed down on that pace. I think almost impossible to maintain, you know, basically 30 points a quarter. But he is certainly still out there doing some damage in what is pretty much still a close game. And then right down the block for me, or a couple of blocks, the Atlanta Hawks are getting smacked around. No shock, no surprise. Right now, the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic are in town. They lead the Hawks 99-90. I know, sounds close. The NBA is a game of runs, but I've seen enough Hawks games. I'd be surprised if they came back and win. Luka Doncic, a rival of Devin Booker. He has 55 points. He is lighting it up here in Atlanta. Trae Young, on the other hand, has 15 points. Trae Young, I don't know, maybe a couple of days ago, he's still feeling the effects of a concussion. So we'll see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. I want to talk to Scott from San Francisco, and then I want to talk about what the hell is in the water with some of these coaches in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Scott, how are you, man? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, I am so glad that Debo is going to be back. I mean, he's not even on the injury report. Not questionable, not probable, not doubtful. So his impact, I mean, it cannot – I mean, he's the man along with CMC, because Purdy, when he's got all those options, I mean, he had to go to Juwan Jennings so many times with Debo's absence. And, of course, Juwan Jennings is not Debo. So when you can go to Kittle, you got CMC, you got Ayuk, and you got Debo – I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how that impact is going to be, especially with C.J. Gardner-Johnson talking some smack early in the year and calling Debo a running back. I'm wondering if that's going to give him some extra motivation. Thank you, sir. Go Niners.
All right. Thank you so much, Scott, for calling from San Francisco. Look, there's a reason the San Francisco 49ers are favorites. I mean, it's because of their experience. It's because of all of the talent that they have. And really, the Lions are used to just taking a joint-up. The Lions are not used to even being in this position. They haven't been in this position to be in a championship game. They haven't been here in 32 years. Meanwhile, if you want to think about the San Francisco 49ers, this is their fourth NFC championship appearance in 5 years. It's like the Niners are here. The Niners have been here. The only thing the Niners haven't done is go out and win a Super Bowl. And I think they'll take care of the Lions, and we'll see where the chips fall from there when it comes down to the AFC as to who their potential opponent might be if they move on. Now, I did tell you that there's something in the water. And in the case of Dan Campbell, there's probably something in his coffee. Pre-workout, sugar. I'm not going to say he dumped some vodka in there, but it certainly might seem that way. He is a hyped up individual, and he is one of the most entertaining voices and individuals in the NFL in whole. And so I want to take a listen one more time to Dan Campbell. He spoke this week. He talked today. He spoke earlier in the week. He was asked about the team and its preparation, and he said, listen, man, we do what we do. We don't worry about what they do.
Listen, we're right where we need to be. And the minute you start trying to make this greater than it really is, which is another football game right in front of you, and you prepare the same way, you practice the same way, you put your socks on the same way, that's when you, I think, you run into problems. And it's the next game. And, you know, and they've done this all year. Our guys have done it all year. We've done things right. We understand what it's going to take. And we respect the opponent, know what they're capable of, and we know exactly what we're capable of.
Yeah, you gotta love Dan Campbell. He's been the same. I mean, when he was initially introduced as the head coach, and let's also remember, there was a point in time where Dan Campbell almost got fired last season if the Lions didn't turn their year around. And he has been very consistent, and I appreciate it. He gave an all-time quote when he was initially introduced as their head coach. I loved it because it was comically violent. Do you remember this from his introduction?
This team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. When you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, and we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. We're going to be the last one standing.
Damn. Ryan, was he talking about football, or is Dan Campbell getting ready to coach UFC? Like, what the hell was he talking about?
I think he was a zombie over there.
That's a big-ass zombie. How much do you think he bench presses?
Way too much to be talking about biting kneecaps off. That provides a scare to anyone.
Yeah, he's a violent man. You know, we talked about the NFC. What are your thoughts on the AFC, man?
So, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes, but that one caller earlier brought up how, you know, it's a leap year, so it's an extra 29th day. So, I don't know. Maybe it's in the wind. Maybe it's in the cards. I feel like Lamar Jackson will beat Patrick Mahomes. I just think the defense is better, and there's more consistency throughout the year to where Mahomes might have some struggles in the first half. They definitely had second-half struggles, so I think the Ravens will have a consistent overall game. The running game is fine, so they'll probably win by 5 or 6.
Hey, listen, the law of averages, I guess at some point it'd have to even out for Lamar Jackson head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes leads him with 3 wins, and Lamar Jackson has as one of them. And, you know, I thought the same. You know, taking on the Buffalo Bills, I did pick the Kansas City Chiefs, but, you know, I said to myself, damn it, when is the wind going to blow the direction for the Buffalo Bills? And I guess the wind did blow in their direction because it blew a field goal the hell on out the way. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm not done talking about those Michigan coaches. We learned about a few hours ago that Sharon Moore is going to be the full time head coach for the Michigan Wolverines. He won all four games that he kind of stood in for Jim Harbaugh when Jim Harbaugh was suspended this year, at least four of them. We know he was gone at the beginning and the end for a total of six. And no big shocker, no big surprise. I love the emotion from the coaches in Michigan. You know, you got Dan Campbell, who is just violent, biting kneecaps and taking ankles and, you know, pushing old ladies across the street, whatever the hell it is that Dan Campbell does. And then you have the bliss and emotion and the pure joy of winning and beating Penn State for Coach Harbaugh. Do you remember back in November, Michigan beat Penn State? And Sharon Moore, he had to let everybody know how much he loved Coach Harbaugh.
Well, I thank the Lord. Well, I thank Coach Harbaugh. I love you, man. Love the out of you, man. This is for you. For this university, the president, our AD, we got the best players, best university, best alumni in the country. Love you guys. These guys right here, man. These guys did it. These guys did it, man. Talk to him, man. Love you.
Oh, man. Makes me want to cry. Not really. not really at all. We know that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Sharon Moore is not going to be at Michigan. And, you know, if he beats Ohio State, which is not going to be easy now, but if and when he beats Ohio State, you know, he's not going to let the waterworks run. He was full of emotion. Jim Harbaugh was suspended again. They get off the plane out in Pennsylvania to take on Penn State, and they say, they're not you, you ain't coaching. And they try to think about a lawsuit for Harbaugh to coach. And so, yeah, the emotions were flying. Michigan won a national championship. Good for them. Let's see what Sharon Moore does into the future let's get them back on track. I don't see them repeating, especially with Harbaugh gone, McCarthy gone, running back McCorm gone. It's going to be a different world out in Michigan as they try to compete for another national championship. At least there's going to be 12 spots. You can't take any of that away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. There's so much NFL action coming your way this Sunday. AFC, NFC championship games. And you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's very, very simple. Restrictions apply. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And we're getting ready to take a break. The phone lines are open. If you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS, to kind of put a nice bow and to wrap things up here in our final hour of the show, I do want to take a look at all four competing quarterbacks in the AFC and NFC championship games. And then I want to figure out who is feeling the most pressure, who needs to get the job done to help cement their legacies, who will be criticized, win, lose, or draw. We're going to talk about it some more. I do want to talk about Kobe Bryant. 4 years ago, he passed away. It's crazy how time flies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut. It's toothpaste? That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.